All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is Good Together, the podcast that inspires you to create change in the world every day. I'm your host, Laura Alexander Wittig, CEO and founder of Brightly, the number one destination for conscious consumers around the world. At Good Together, we value the planet over perfection and believe that you can make positive things happen for the planet every day by being a conscious consumer and an informed citizen. Listen in as I chat with various experts about living and consuming responsibly. Living should be easy, but oftentimes it doesn't quite feel like that. Brightly believes that small, planet-focused lifestyle swaps can help us all fight back against climate change every single day. Part of being a conscious consumer means that when it's time to buy a new item, considering a product that is eco-friendlier than the alternative can actually make a difference. Brightly Shop focuses on easy, effective eco products designed to help you reduce waste and make smart, planet-focused decisions around your house every day, whether it's stopping food waste with our Veggie Saver bag or eliminating single-use plastic wrap with our bowl covers. Pick from dozens of our favorite eco swaps that have been thoroughly vetted and tested by our team, including yours truly, who has just done so much testing. So head to brightly.eco/shop and use code GOODTOGETHER to receive 20% off your first order with us. Hello, hello, Good Together listeners. I am so excited to talk to you today, just like I always am. But I say that I think every time. It's probably like my signature here. You're like, how many times can this woman be excited to talk to me? But I am, because today's episode is about something that I feel like we all struggle with, and it's, you know, something that is very timely, right? So as I'm recording this, we just came out of Black Friday, Cyber Monday. I'm recording this on December 5th, so we're actually pushing this episode out really quickly, but I wanted to do it, you know, kind of as close to release as possible, because I wanted to give myself some time to like reflect on Cyber Monday and Black Friday. But this episode is about gifting and specifically like how to find better gifts for people so that we fix the returns problem. And we're going to have another episode that'll go live shortly about returns and why they're bad. But I think, you know, the main myth we need to bust here across this episode and many is that returns aren't really going where we think they are. I think we've all grown up thinking, oh, let me just buy this dress in a few different sizes and I'll return it eventually. Or, oh, I'll just try something out and if it doesn't work, I'll return it. But unfortunately, most of the time, items are not able to be sold either for full price. So there's a negative impact to the retailer. Or like stuff just goes into the landfill. There's actually a big cost involved with processing a return for a big retailer. And oftentimes it's cheaper to just toss the item or even just let you keep it rather than returning it. And so just kind of end up with this cycle of a lot of unwanted stuff. And, you know, while we've done a lot of research and try to understand, you know, what's going on with this, you know, problem, we actually decided to poll you, our community. So Brightly recently released a gifting report. And in that report, 57% of our Gen Z and Millennial survey respondents said they've returned an unwanted Christmas gift. And to me, I'm kind of like, I feel like that's low. I feel like, hasn't everyone returned a Christmas gift? I don't know, but that's, you know, what our poll said and our survey said. But from that survey, we also learned that some of the top returned items were clothing, accessories, and decor. So, you know, I mean, there's a lot of ways that we can reduce returns. We have a whole episode devoted to that. But the TLDR is, you know, use wish lists, give things that people actually want, keep notes, keep track of what people want throughout the year, and don't do it last minute. So what I wanted to do was, with this episode specifically, was I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, being creative with gift giving, because in the past, like actually the past years, like I can't believe this is the third Christmas season that we've done, or excuse me, holiday season, because this season is not just about Christmas. It's about all sorts of wonderful holidays. This is the third holiday season we've done this podcast. And, you know, we have a lot of similar lessons to be learned across the years. But one thing that I feel like that's always really popular in understanding for us is being honest and talking to you guys specifically about like what we're going through, you know, from Brightly and Good Together's perspective. So let's just talk a little bit about how do I gift gifts? And actually, in case you haven't already noticed, this is another one of our new types of episodes we're testing out, which is a solo episode with me. So just, you know, if you let us know if you like this. Apple recently featured the podcast again, which is exciting. So thank you, everybody, for your listenership. I know that helps. And, you know, it's such an honor and a joy to be able to continue to host this podcast for you. So how do I give gifts? Well, first of all, when it comes to giving gifts for my family, and actually we'll talk about, then I'll talk about how I specifically give gifts, sorry. I do what I practice what I preach, right? Like I make a wish list for our family. I give it out to friends and family who have expressed a need that want to gift us things. I also really like to ask for experience-based gifts or donations. And I like to keep stuff local from that perspective. So we are members of our local zoo, which I know, I think we all kind of have a lot of conflicted thoughts about zoos. As a matter of fact, and I'm going to take that as a mental note, we need to do an episode about that. But, you know, the local zoo for us is Woodland Park Zoo, and they do so much work with conservation. And so we like to say, hey, family members, if you'd like to, you can help us, you know, adopt, quote unquote, an animal, or you can help us with that membership that we like to do. So experience gifts, totally. But thinking about how I like to give gifts, well, I also like to practice what I preach. I try and keep a notebook or at least like an Apple note or some kind of mental list or whatever in my brain throughout the year of what people could want. And I also try to get stuff when I think about it, if that makes sense. So unless it's like something around Black Friday or whatever, I kind of wait and hold out for a deal because we all like a good deal. But a lot of times I'll try and get stuff when I'm thinking about it so that I don't forget. Now, if you do that, you have to make sure that you keep a list because you can forget that you bought stuff, which is terrible, but we all do this. So, you know, that's a happy path. The bad path is like when I give gifts poorly, which happens sometimes. I'm not a perfect person. And so what happens then? Well, I usually just don't know what to gift this person. And before I started Brightly and Good Together, I feel like it was a lot worse gifting. I would like just default to all the like stereotypes, like, oh, dads need golf and coffee stuff or whatever. And now that I've been working on a company dedicated to conscious consumerism for a few years now, I really, really try and think outside the box and Think about things that are consumables. I mean, coffee is actually not a bad gift. I pretty much give that every year to somebody that loves coffee, but consumables and items that somebody doesn't already have. So again, like, you know, giving you a little bit more data, like we talked about. So in 2019, Americans spent about $15.2 billion on unwanted holiday gifts. And 4% of those ended up in the trash. That's actually like less than I would think based on kind of what we talked about with returns. So it's highly likely that people are just like holding on to this stuff because they're not like, you know, if we're talking about $15.2 billion on unwanted holiday gifts, seems likely to me that only 4% are going in the trash. Well, another big chunk are probably getting returned. And then another big chunk are probably just being held on to because you have like gifting, regret, or it's like, wait, what? Guilt. I was like, it's not regret if you didn't, you know, anyway, maybe you regret not giving someone a wish list. I don't know. But anyway, that I think is just an interesting point. Okay. So there's already like a big influx of waste going around in general around the holidays. We read that the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency here in the U.S., put out a statistic that said household waste increases by 25% between Thanksgiving and New Year's Day, which equates to nearly 1,000 pounds of trash per household. So the waste that we're generating, it's going to the landfill, as we know, and it's, you know, releasing methane for years. So like the waste that we create right now is going to be around for a while. So that's it with like the doom and gloom. It doesn't have to be doom and gloom. I love the holidays. I love giving gifts. I love receiving gifts. Like, I think that's like just a really fun way to express affection. And so that runs contrary to a lot of the advice we give about like, you know, not accumulating as much stuff, et cetera. So what I want to do is give you a few ideas now in case you're like, you know what, like when you listen to this, it'll still be roughly the first week of December if you listen to it when it comes out. Hopefully I can give you a few ideas if you're still looking to purchase things and do it a little bit more thoughtfully, right? So again, disclosure now, we are going to start talking about things, but I'm hopeful that these things are going to be super useful for people all around, you know, year round and for a long time. Okay, first of all, gifts for foodies. And like, I don't, that's how what we wrote in this outline. I'm kind of like, I feel like everybody's a foodie at this point in my life. I mean, I'm in my mid-30s now. I can't believe I said that. I mean, I guess I'm still technically, no, I'm not mid yet. Still early. I always like up-age myself, if you know this about me. I went a whole year thinking I was a year older. And then when I turned that year old, I was actually like, had to subtract a year. We called that my Benjamin Button year. Anyway. Fun story, awkward story. Anyway, I feel like most people in my life are cooking their own meals because they're adults, right? Like, let's make sure we're all trying to cook a little bit at home, even if you like good takeout, because it's, you know, better for the planet for the most part. So if somebody is cooking, they're going to want to have some good gear around the house. And one thing I love to recommend are those silicone baking mats. Both the like muffin version, which is like life-changing, or just like the flat version. So I'm a huge fan of the OG, which is from a brand called Silpat. It's a French brand. I think they're originally developed for bakeries. I mean, they're amazing. I like those because they work super well. They're kind of pricey, but when I tell you they last forever, they do. It's actually made from silicone, which is made from sand. Fun fact. And then it's got reinforced fiberglass mesh on it. We burned the crap out of our Silpat, not burned. We like put something on it that could put a bunch of crap on it, right? I just threw that puppy in the dishwasher, which, full disclosure, I don't know if you're supposed to do that. Let's figure that out and put that in the show notes, folks, rightly too. But I did, and it's fine. And so most of the time I hand wash, like 98% of the time, but it was like a particularly nasty job, put it in and it's fine. So that's replacing the need for any kind of single use parchment paper. It's helping your baking pan last a lot longer. So you don't have like all that crud on the bottom of your baking pan that stays forever. And it's replacing the need to use like butter, grease, oils, and you know, kind of that kind of stuff when you're cooking. Highly recommend those. And like I said, if you get the muffin version,
I use that to make single servings for my daughter. When I pre-make a lot of her food and freeze it in these little single serving discs, I basically just portion it in the muffin pan. And then I, you know, after I do that, I go through and I, you know, put it in the freezer and then I pop them out. They look like little discs. It's awesome. All right. Next thing is a product that I actually designed and developed for Brightly, the reusable bowl and pan covers. So we're not, obviously not the first company to do this. Many companies have done these before. I've seen them in linen and all sorts of cool materials, but Brightly's version is number one, it is reversible. So it's got two separate prints on it. Just because I wanted to have something that was really pretty. We designed these prints ourselves. We love them. And they are dishwasher safe. If they get gross, you can literally throw them in the dishwasher. And they're made of recycled pool. So PUL, it's a polyester-based fabric, but it's actually, this one is made out of recycled plastic bottles. So it's food safe. It's totally safe for use around your food. But instead of using aluminum foil and plastic wrap, which we all do all the time because we're, you know, trying to conserve leftovers, use these things. They're awesome. And when you see them in your refrigerator, it's going to make you really happy because they're pretty and it's an easy thing to do. As we go into our daily leftovers routine. And then the last gift that I like to give also is another one that we have at Brightly. And it's something that I didn't even realize how useful it was, but I'm giving these a lot this year, which are, we have these silicone nesting bowls. And so they can also be used for leftovers if you want to. But I like them because I think there's four in the set, if I'm not mistaken. And they're really easy to use. They don't break because they're made of silicone. But what I really like to do is, I use them for like baking and stuff where I've got to like create a liquid and then transfer that liquid into like a pan or something because you can fold them. So it's like super easy. You don't have to like use something with a spout or something. You just put it right in there. So there we go. There are my foodie recommendations. Also, of course, love a good, restaurant gift card. If you know somebody loves to shop, eat at a specific restaurant, and also love a good, just general consumable food item, right? So coffee, like I mentioned, chocolates, local baked goods, like anything consumable, food related, I'm all for it. Popcorn, you guys know I love popcorn. All right, next category is for our like outdoorsy folks and adventurers. So I think we all know those. I live in Seattle, Pacific Northwest. I know a lot of people that are at least like aspirationally one of these people. I would not consider myself specifically outdoorsy, but I do like going on a good hike. So a few ideas for people that are on the go. First of all, we have our ever popular Brightly rechargeable lighter. And the reason why I'm recommending this for outdoorsy people is I think they're actually amazing to bring on a hike, especially if you need to like light a fire if you're camping, or it's kind of a nice, almost like a safety thing. Think about it, rather than carrying around matches or something with traditional fuel, it's something that just be recharged. We also are big fans of making sure that when you go out on your hike or your camping excursion that you are safe and well fed. So we really like our stasher bags that Brightly has. Those things are really useful for bringing your own snacks in. And then the last thing, which is something that you can get anywhere, is I just recommend a good quality water bottle or like not even like, so we've all seen these, you know, we love Stanley. So if you haven't heard of the Stanley Adventurer Cup, you've been living under a rock. It basically looks like a big sippy cup for adults and it's amazing. I'm actually, my throat's kind of dry here. One second. There we go. I like literally just took a sip of water out of mine. The problem with those puppies is they're so hard to find. I think I had like an alert set up to get one. And one day we will stock these in Brightly. Our folks at Stanley know that we would love to stock them. But until then, we have stocked an alternative to that, which is it's called the Ice Flow Flip Straw Tumbler. It's fully leak-proof. It's actually more leak-proof than the Adventurer. It's called the Adventurer Cup. Stanley, people are going to get on me. And this is not sponsored. None of this is sponsored. None of this is sponsored with the exception of one thing, which I'll make a specific call out in a second, just to be totally transparent. But we're big fans of Stanley. Grab somebody a tumbler, whether or not it's a tumbler, a water bottle. If you get somebody a really good quality one, they can be kind of pricey, but they will use that all the time and think about you. And don't forget to like throw in some stickers for them to be able to personalize it, because I love that. Okay. Next category, because guys, I am like a little long-winded today talking about shopping. You know I love shopping. It's probably my biggest, whenever we talk about New Year's resolutions, which we will, shopping and like thing accumulation is the hardest thing that I fight against as a conscious consumer. I don't know why, but I just love shopping. I need to shop for other people, which is why I made this podcast. Like, do you, like, full disclosure, if you have somebody you need a personalized recommendation, just DM us and I will personally give you one. There you go. So DM us on the Brightly Instagram account, or you can find my my Instagram account, Laura Alex Witt. Send me a DM. I will give you a personalized suggestion. How about that? Anyway, next category would be kind of like the homebody, which is me. Like, I really like spending time at home. I always have liked that. COVID made it worse. I became a hermit a little bit. And now I'm like challenging myself to get out of the house more, because it's like super easy to stay at the house all day, especially when you work from home. So what do you get somebody that sits at home a lot? Well, you get them stuff to make them comfy and to keep them, you know, like just to keep them relaxed. So the one sponsor bit we have in here is from our partners at Attitude, which we love Attitude. My husband and I are obsessed with their sheets. We buy their sheets all the time with our own money. So not because they're sponsored. We love Attitude. I love the female founders that founded Attitude, Kat and Phoebe, like amazing women who are like total material sciences nerds and geeks like me. They have this 100% bamboo lyocell textile that they make using this really cool, innovative closed loop process. I'm obsessed with Attitude. So they actually make something called their waffle bathrobe. It's actually been a pretty big hit for us on the website lately, on our shop, because it's a good price point. It's really comfy. And, you know, Attitude is a really awesome company to support. I mean, they are, in addition to doing all of those amazing things like I mentioned earlier, they also donate a portion of every purchase to 1% for the Planet, which is a network of environmental partners that are working to solve problems for the planet. Brightly is also a member of 1% for the Planet. So we love this organization. And so to purchase one of these robes, if you're excited and to purchase, like, we'll have links in all of our show notes, but this specifically, you can go to attitude.com/brightly. That's attitude.com/brightly. And you can see that beautiful waffle bathrobe, but you can also see all of their other amazing things and get some of those sheets, because I'm obsessed. Next thing, whoever's sitting at home, I guarantee you they're drinking a lot of coffee or tea or some kind of hot beverage during these cold months, because you need to. It's like, good for your throat, gets you going. Maybe you're not a caffeine person. Well, there's all sorts of alternatives for that. But we partnered with an amazing company called Clever, and they make this really, really tasty matcha latte mix. It's actually vegan, and it's got... It just seems like this really frothy milk-based treat that you'd get if you went to like a Starbucks or a big box chain coffee establishment. But it's actually vegan and it's really tasty. You can actually froth it up. We partner with Clever and we came up with like a fun gifting set. So we've got that matcha mix, and then we've got a ceramic mug that goes with it with silicone sleeve. Obsessed. I designed that mug myself. Let me know if you like it. Another thing is a good pair of pajamas. And so new company out there, full disclosure, it's actually my side hustle. It's called Kind Thing. I'll probably do an episode about that at some point if you're curious. But when I had my baby, Bee, about a year ago, I got obsessed and like really sucked into the world of what is called bamboo baby pajamas. And it's because Brooksley has eczema, and it's the material of bamboo or modal, which is actually what Kind Thing is made of, is environmentally friendly, and it's like really good, like kind to your skin. So I started Kind Thing. It's something I do on nights and weekends. It's a lot of fun. For me, it's like an artistic release because I design all of the prints and everything. It's super fun. Anyway, we've got adult pajamas at Kind Thing. and baby pajamas, and they're in some really fun prints. So you can check that out in our show notes. Another gift is our Waste Less Candle Kit, which I think we talked about that last year, but just in case you're curious, if somebody, you know, lights a lot of candles, we have a kit for them to make a bunch of refills, which is really cool. Okay. And then our last gift, I'm trying to think before I get into like clean beauty, cause I know we've a lot of clean beauty. Let me think about some other kind of just random can't go wrong items. So like we talked about earlier, food, consumables, those things are amazing. Experience-based gifts, like we talked about, whether it's a gift card to a restaurant that they like, or maybe it's tickets, Taylor Swift tickets, anybody? Oh my God. I think if you had somebody in your life that loved you that much to get you surprise Taylor Swift tickets, you need to keep that person, because I don't think I know a single person that got them for themselves, much less for a gift. I'm not even really a big Taylor Swift fan. I just have a lot of friends that are, so they were obsessed. So anyway, tickets, honestly, just even finding a cool event in your local area and giving someone tickets to that is a really cool gesture. So we actually did this with some friends of ours. There's a company called Fever, and they do really cool like candlelight concerts and stuff around the United States. We got some friends of ours tickets to that, and they were like obsessed. Actually, the one that we saw was with, I think it was like John Williams, the best of John Williams. So movie scores. It was really fun. So what else? I'm trying to think if there's any other like big hits that I've had. Sometimes like board games, although board games, if not like properly stored and like loved, can really add to clutter. But I have had success in like, for that like hard to gift, like funny uncle or whoever in your family, you find like a lightweight, like really well done board game. There's one that I actually gave a few years ago called Otrio. It's actually made of this beautiful, I think the version's made of like walnut and bamboo, but it's a really, really cool, beautiful game. Actually looks really cool on your coffee table. All right. And so the last kind of general theme that I wanted to just give you some ideas for, right, would be clean beauty people. So again, there's probably somebody in your life who is the skincare guru and all these things. So they probably have a lot of their own products. So that's actually something that I would tell people probably not to do, unless you really know that this person wants a specific skincare product or makeup bit. Now, makeup maybe is a little bit different. If you know that they like the line and you want to get somebody like an eyeshadow or a lipstick, that's probably okay. But like anything skincare related or foundation or whatever, like that is so hyper personalized that unless you know they use that thing all the time, I would stay away from that. So some ideas that I have that are like not related to like actual products, with the exception of one that I'll talk about, actually two that I'll talk about. So bamboo charcoal makeup remover pads, obsessed with these. We have these and we sell out of them all the time on Brightly. I have a few sets of these myself because I keep losing them. So don't be like me and lose them, please. Get a better system in your house to keep track of them. That's maybe New Year's resolution for me. Better system. Those things, you can throw them in the wash. They're awesome. I love them. Please give those to people. Plastic-free razor. So we talked with Lisa, back when Lisa used to co-host this with me, she was just always obsessed with her Leaf razor. And she'd write, I mean, our razors are a big, you know, star of the landfill. If we think about like the entire razors that we grew up buying, where you'd get the whole, handle and everything like that, like not great. So we're all kind of like going back to old school methods of using these safety razors with replaceable blades. And they work really well. So we love Leaf. They're expensive to start off with. But when I tell you, if you're like looking to make a little bit more of a luxe gift, you're going to love gifting this to anyone in your life. So plastic-free razor, obsessed. Now, the two sort of beauty/skincare products I will recommend, are these two things that have shown to work for a lot of people through a lot of testing that we've done. So that's why I'm going to recommend them now. Number one, there's this Dynamic Duo Serum Kit that we have at Brightly, which it's, so most serums, as you know, come in bottles, they're liquid. This is a solid like serum bar. And it's lasts you for a few months. It works really well. It's actually great for traveling. So recommend that. And then the thing that I'm next thing I'm like obsessed with is, it's a solid body moisturizer stone from a brand that's called Kate McLeod. And I've talked to Kate before, on this podcast. And when I tell you that thing works so well on your skin, it's amazing. It just, you kind of glide it over your skin and it melts in. It's just really cool. It's just a really, really cool product. It's kind of hard to explain other than just, you know, put the little guy in your hand. It starts to melt when it gets your body heat and you just, it's really cool. Anyway, and it also comes in a reusable bamboo canister. Okay. Last stocking stuffer, like slash amazing beauty. Well, beauty or just like personal care. If you are gifting to somebody that has like semi-long hair, actually, I think this probably works for people with short hair too. So disregard that. Bamboo hair towel, any kind of hair towel. Like they look like little, like wraps to put your hair in. They are life-changing. Like I use one of these, and I've used one of these for years, and we've got a bamboo version that works really well, dries super quick, and is clean. It's from this clean bamboo, that Attitude. I mean, again, when I tell you Attitude's got it down with that, their materials, I'm not kidding. Okay. So I know that this episode sounded a little bit, home shopping networky, and I want to acknowledge that just because, these are just like literally every single thing on this list I have gifted to someone myself. And with the exception of our partners over at Attitude, none of this was sponsored, and I gift the Attitude stuff even when it's not sponsored. So I want everybody to know that like the purpose of this was to just kind of jumpstart your last minute gifting thoughts. The last thing I'll give a shout out to, and something that I'm really proud of, is Brightly is doing a fun concept this year called the Mystery Box concept, where we actually have looked at our inventory, which is very lean from a, you know, product company perspective, but we still have excess. We also partner with other brands that are making sustainable products. And we said, hey, give us some of your excess products and we'll put them into this mystery box. So you actually go to our website currently, and you will find mystery boxes curated by us for different people. So we've got the cook, we've got the beauty guru, we've got a lot of the people that I just talked about. But for $25, you can get three amazing full-size products that are excess inventory from us and other brands. So you get to help us avoid having to, you know, figure out how to donate this stuff or eventually throw it away. Now, I will not be throwing any of this stuff away. You have my promise there, but I will tell you the donation process takes a long time. It can be difficult. So we'd love to have you help support us, support these companies by helping us get rid of some of this excess inventory. Because as if you probably heard, there's a lot of it floating around this holiday season with retailers. So that's kind of all I had for my quick Laura's Santa list. I guess if I was going to play Santa Claus, that is who I would give gifts to. If you got more feedback or more thoughts for us, please don't be a stranger. Email us at hello@brightly.eco or send us a DM. Like I said, you can send me a personal DM to my Instagram if you'd like, but feel free to grab us out over there at brightly.eco. As always, it was really fun showing up and talking with you. I hope you have a wonderful holiday season. Thanks for joining us on another episode of Good Together. To get show notes and more, head to brightly.eco/podcast. Finally, don't forget to join in on the conversation with us on social, where I know you can find us at brightly.eco. Don't forget, we're all on this journey together, so have fun putting the planet first and stay curious.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.